It's 30 years since the publication of the Vatican document on the family, Familiaris Consortio. The apostolic exhortation of Pope John Paul II was born after the 1980 Bishop's Synod on the family. Dr. David Thomas was an advisor to the US bishops at this international meeting in Rome. In this podcast, he looks at what it means to belong to a family whilst belonging to the local Christian family of the parish.
There's a definitely, I think, what I would just call a creative tension between belonging to, say, a local Christian community, which usually means the parish, and belonging to an even more local Christian community, which is the family. And we all make decisions, you know, depending on the ages of our children, the needs of the parish church, and so forth. There's no simple solution to this sort of thing. There's no, like, set of rules that you can say, always do it this way or that way. Most decisions in the family are what we call circumstantial decisions. It depends on what's going on at that time. And so good parents, what they try to do is they try to keep their eyes open, you know, understand the situation, the needs of all the members of the family and so forth at that moment, and then make the best possible decision. So you can get a situation where you're going to have to say no to the parish sometimes. And there's going to be situations where you may want to say no to the family at certain times. You can't predetermine what those are going to be. It's going to depend on the, as I say, the needs, the particular needs of that moment. And then ask yourself, you know, these broad questions that we tend to do is what's the best for the most, and what would Jesus do, and all of these sorts of things that we, you know, do in our Christian life. And in the end, we make a decision one way or another.
How much of it is about allowing Christ into our families, however functional, dysfunctional, wherever our families sit on the spectrum? How much of it is it about allowing him in order to take it into our parish community, our family in the parish?
Well, I think it's a lot. I sometimes think that, for example, the quality of our parish liturgies is somewhat determined or influenced by the quality of the family meals we have at home. I mean, if you want to put it, you know, down, which way does the influence flow? I think it flows from the family to the parish church. And the same thing with regard to general, you might say, social relationships. It seems to me that people who are able to maintain positive, forgiving, helpful, serving relationships within the family are able to do that more effectively too in the parish. And that's why, back to Familiaris Consortio, that's why the Pope will say in different parts of that document, the future of the church flows through the family. He will also say the future of society flows through the family. Interestingly, mentioning both, not in the same line, but they're both there. And what it, to me, when they say the future of it, really what it's saying is what comes first is the family, and then comes the parish and other expressions of the Christian, the local Christian community. Now, that's not what we as Catholics have always heard. Oftentimes we have heard, you know, that if we want to maintain a strong Catholic identity, we have to be active in our parish, you know, participate in its various organizations, participate in its liturgy and all this sort of thing. I don't want to take anything away from that, but I think in the same breath, there also ought to be some kind of an expression of, and remember your life and your responsibilities at home as well. And don't put one against the other, but see that each can best serve the other, bringing Christ into the home. For Christ to come into our families, it does not mean that our families are perfect. It just doesn't work that way. And I'm not saying that the more imperfect your family is, the more Christ will find a home in your family. I don't want to go quite to that extreme either. But in fact, family life, because it is so close to human nature, participates in all the ups and downs, the confusion, the clarity, the disorganization, and so forth of our lives. And we always have to remember that one statement that occurs in the New Testament that I think has many, many different meanings and applications, and that is Christ came for those who were sinners. And I think what he's saying by that is that Christ came for those who really needed him. As we know as Catholics and as Christians, one of the first ways to invite Christ into your life is to admit your need for Christ. And I think that families today and their challenges and struggles that they experience could all have a stronger sense of Christ's presence, of God's presence among them, you know, in all that they do, both in the good things and in the difficult things, the stronger they will be. Christ is not there to judge us. Christ is there to empower us, to deal with, you know, as I say, life's ordinary and everyday difficulties, to heal us, to forgive us, to encourage us, and to allow God's grace to, you know, deepen our lives, especially our lives of relationship.
But then I think that we're touching on something that personally interests me and I can relate to, in that if we look at Christ as perfection, goodness, the truth, then I completely understand that it is at those difficult times we need to let him in, but that's when it's at its hardest to let him in, because we might feel ashamed, or I don't want Christ to see this part of me and my or the way I behave, you know, that sort of thing.
Well, but isn't that the time when we, in a sense, are most open to help? When we reach the end of our rope, as we say, when we face a difficulty in our marriage or in our parenting, you know, when our children become, I don't want to say the most disobedient, but they let's just say that they start to exert their independence more and more. I'm not saying you bring in Christ to gain power over them necessarily, but what I think Christ does is Christ brings us perspective. Christ brings us a reminder that, you know, those in our family are important and unique and loved by God. Sometimes parents even have to be reminded that their difficult teenager or their messy little infant is also one of God's beloved creatures. And just that reminder in itself, which is not always easy to get, is enough to make it to the next minute.
Dr. David Thomas there, who was an advisor to the US bishops at the 1980 Bishops' Synod on the Family in Rome.